This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Rejana. The headlines. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Kem Chan Singh reaffirms government's commitment to build a responsive governance system. Meghalaya High Court dismisses PIL challenging the proposed 166.8-kilometre Greenfield high-speed corridor. Public Undertakings Committee of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly visits Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly. Indian Army and the National Disaster Response Force conducts flood relief training exercise Jal Raksha 2 in Assam. And other news in detail. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Kem Chan Singh has reaffirmed the government's commitment to build a responsive and result-oriented governance system for the welfare of the people. While addressing the public gathering after inaugurating the new block development office of Wangjing Dentha CD block in Thubal district, the Chief Minister said that any differences taking place in the state can be sorted out by holding discussions. Recalling the recent tragic incident at Trung Laubi in Bishnupur district, Kem Chan said that the Joint Action Committee of the victims spoke with the government and they were assured that their demands would be fulfilled. Meanwhile, the program was held amid strong security as large numbers of protesters blocked roads at Thubal, Kongjom and Wangjing, opposing the Chief Minister's visit. The situation turned tense when protesters tried to stop the convoy. Security forces fired tear gas shells to disperse the protesters. Meanwhile, the ongoing total shutdown called on by civil society organisations has severely affected normal lives in both hill and valley districts of Manipur. The shutdown in the valley is being organised to condemn the Trung Laubi incident in which two children were killed. The High Court of Meghalaya has dismissed a PIL challenging the proposed 166.8-kilometre Greenfield high-speed corridor passing through Riboy district, stating that the concerns raised by the petitioner have been adequately addressed by the authorities. The PIL filed by Binskemlang Sotun had sought directions to halt land acquisition and preparatory works, disclosure of environmental and social impact assessments, and the constitution of an independent expert committee. During the hearing, the NHIDCL and the state government submitted affidavits assuring the court that all environmental safeguards and statutory requirements would be strictly followed. The ₹22,864 crore project, approved by the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, aims to improve connectivity between Shillong, Guwahati and Silchar and boost economic growth in the northeast. Observing that the authorities have committed to follow all legal and environmental norms, the bench of Chief Justice Revati Mohite Dere and Justice Wanura Dingdo found no merit in the petition and disposed of the case. Strengthening the spirit of legislative cooperation, the Public Undertakings Committee of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly, led by Chairman and MLA Charles Marngar, visited the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly on Tuesday. The delegation, which included MLAs including Marthon Sangma, Sanjay Sangma, Dr. Mizanur R. Kazi and Jim M. Sangma, were received at the Assembly office by the Arunachal Pradesh PUC under the chairmanship of G.K. Thakur. Welcoming the visiting legislators, G.K. Thakur underscored the importance of interstate parliamentary collaboration. In his address, Charles Marngar expressed profound gratitude to the Arunachal Pradesh leadership and assembly officers for the warm hospitality. The discussions in the visit focused on diverse operational modalities, exploring the broader scope of the PUC's mandate and deliberating on innovative strategies to enhance the committee's effectiveness. The Indian Army and the National Disaster Response Force jointly conducted a comprehensive flood relief training exercise, Jal Raksha 2, in Assam's Sivasagar district till Tuesday, officials said. The two-day exercise, which began on Monday, commenced with detailed briefings on the structure, composition and operational roles of flood relief columns. Key components included ground and drone-based reconnaissance mission, the establishment of a joint command post and coordinated rescue and casualty evacuation drills. The India Oil Corporation Limited has asserted that the country's LPG supply remains stable despite the ongoing geopolitical developments impacting global energy markets. Speaking to reporters at a press conference in Aizawl, IOCL sales manager of Aizawl 2, Digantha Chaudhary, said that the corporation continues to prioritize domestic LPG requirements, maintaining a closely monitored and uninterrupted supply chain to ensure normal delivery for all domestic customers. He said that Indian Oil is maintaining a seamless LPG supply to 2.97 lakh households in Mizoram. Currently, the corporation is delivering about 8,000 cylinders daily, a figure consistent with pre-crisis delivery levels. Furthermore, the total commercial LPG allocation has been increased to approximately 70% of pre-crisis levels to support local businesses, he said. Along with Mizoram, the supply of domestic LPG cylinders and petroleum products remains stable and under control in Nagaland. State-level coordinator of IOCL Nagaland, Himakshi Saikai, during a press conference said that Nagaland currently has 250 fuel retail outlets and two operational depots with daily supplies of around 280 kiloliters of petrol and 640 kiloliters of diesel. On LPG supply, Saikai said, over 4.2 lakh consumers are being served through 84 distributors and one bottling plant, with no reports of stockouts. She added that digital adoption has improved significantly, with over 80% of LPG bookings now made online, and urged consumers to use digital platforms and ensure delivery authentication for transparency and safety. To prevent hoarding and illegal diversion, Saikai said a total of 79 joint inspections have been conducted by OMCs and state government officials since last month. Assam Rifles organised a motivational session for students at Rayburn College, Churachandpur in Manipur to mark the first anniversary of Operation Sindoor. The commemorative event served to honour the courage and professionalism of the security forces who continue to safeguard the nation under all circumstances. The interaction focused on the core values of patriotism, discipline and leadership, while highlighting the distinguished role of the Indian Army in protecting national sovereignty. Around 112 students and faculty members participated in the programme, which focused on career opportunities within the armed forces. Detailed guidance was provided on various entry schemes, including NAD, CDS, SSC Tech and NCC Special Entry. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha on Tuesday said that post-TTAADC election, violence in tribal areas will not be tolerated and strict action will be taken against those involved. He visited Kachubari and Vidyabil villages in Kowai subdivision, accompanied by MLA Pinaki Das Chaudhary and senior officials to assess the situation. The Chief Minister met displaced tribal youths at the BJP district office and assured support. He also inspected houses of BJP workers allegedly attacked after vote counting. Dr. Saha said such violence has continued for decades and announced a high-level meeting to ensure strict measures against the culprits. Mizoram has registered the highest malaria infection rate in the country with a total of 9,328 cases in 2025. According to the State Health Department, the state also registered 5 fatalities due to the mosquito-borne disease during the same year. Out of over 2.89 lakh samples tested, 9,328 people, including 3,839 females, which formed 0.72% of the estimated state's population of over 12.87 lakh, have contracted the disease. However, the data revealed a significant dip in malaria cases compared to 2024, during which 16,899 cases and 7 fatalities were reported. South Mizoram's Longthlai district, which shares borders with Myanmar and Bangladesh, continued to report the highest cases at 4,354, followed by Lungley district at 2,205 and Mamit district at 1,236. Officials said that Mizoram currently holds the highest malaria incident rate in the country, with an infection rate tagged at 7.25% per 1,000 population. Arunachalese students Geyon Talom, Lakshmi Sikkom and Jennifer Neri have been selected for Indian Space Research Organisation, ISRO's prestigious Young Scientist Programme, Yuvika 2026. Yuvika is a two-week residential program for the high school students to impart basic knowledge to learn about space science. The program is also expected to encourage more students to pursue in science, technology, engineering and mathematics, STEM-based research and career. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.